The flight attendants say Southwest has done next to nothing to help them after the COVID slowdown and the problems with staffing that have plagued the industry ever since. Flight attendant Felicia Johnson says she's been forced to sleep on airport chairs many times because when her flights are canceled, she could be stuck in a different city with nowhere to go.
We don't have hotel rooms in the area. The company doesn't help us out to get those hotels for accommodations. So we're left with no other options but to find some place to sleep. So whether it be a chair in the airport or a lounge, and hopefully there's a spot that we can find a place to close our eyes for a few minutes.
Transport Workers Local 556 has been complaining that the company's dragging its feet when it comes to talking. Southwest issued a statement saying it's aware of the informal pickets and supports the flight attendants' right to voice opinions. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.